this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Guest tonight, Joseph Scott Ademola. That was a song by Lee Knox. And again, this is Pageant Reporter Hollywood Connections, and we are here to talk about the life of an artist, Joseph Scott Ademola. And with me, I have some of our queens. We have the reigning 2022 Legacy Queen for World's Tourism Pageant and the system, and then there's the reigning Miss Stream Girl 2022, World's Miss Tourism Preteen Grand Supreme. Hello, Arabella.
Hi. And
the reigning Mrs. Michigan Petite USA 2022 will be joining us. Do we have Allison on?
On the phone, yes.
On the phone. Hi, Allison.
Hi.
Okay, so we have everybody on together. So we, if Joe wants to join us, he's welcome to join us as well. He does have the link, so he can join us anytime he wants to. We have questions for him at the end of the show, closer to the end of the show. So, okay, so we have our beauty queens. They're going to be asking Joseph some questions and Joe some questions. Let's start with the first question. Joseph, you started making music at the age of 12 in Nigeria.
Yeah.
How did you know that you wanted to pursue music?
Yeah, I started writing my songs when I was 12. And I was in junior high school back then. I was writing my song with my friends, you know, drumming on tables and trying to make lyrics a complex song. And I felt like the music is a passion. I have a talent on it, talent for it, and I'm able to express my feelings, my emotions, and everything truly in a direct way that satisfies me. And I decided to pursue it, and thanks to God, I'm getting to the top.
Okay, and then we have a few questions, so I'm going to run through. You could, you know, quickly answer them, and we'll just go from one to the next. We have a half hour show, so we want to get through some of this, and we want to hear your song and why you wrote this. First, we want to know why you wrote all this, these lyrics to this song, Darkness. Anyway, so how did your recording come to life?
My recording came to life when I, through all the emotions I've been keeping inside, and I decided to just write a song to let people know. And 3 months ago, I went to the studio and I recorded a song. It came out beautifully.
Oh, we have Joe on here too. Okay, and then, let me see where I can get him. Oh, here we go. Let me get Joe in there. Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey, Joe.
What's going on?
We're at the end of the show, so I wasn't worried about anything, so we're asking Joseph some of the questions why he became an artist. And so sure. The next one is we're on number three. Your stage name is a dot, and what exactly does that stand for? Because I was like, what does that mean? You know, what does that stand for? You said it's banana.
Yeah. That was coming from the word banana. Yeah.
That's a boo. You're talking to a boo.
Yeah. So just like I call Uncle Joe Aladdin, he calls me Abu. So, relatively speaking, you know, it's connected with the banana stuffs. But in true sense, that queer stands for courage and able to fight, you know, through anything. Yeah, courage. Being courageous.
You're a fighter.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
He is a fighter. He's a survivor.
Yeah, survivor, fighter. Yeah, good for you. A good fighter.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, yeah. And then the next one is, and then the girls will be going on asking you some questions, so we want to make sure that everybody gets a chance here. Why did you decide on African hip-hop song? Do you write other music in other genres?
No. In Africa, we love beats more than the lyrics. We value the beats more than the lyrics, and there's not much of a rapper, African hip-hop rapper, much over here, especially in Nigeria, except for the local dialects. And for me to be able to do the African hip-hop genre is because I want people to be able to respond, to relate with my music all over the world. It's not about for me, it's about for the worldwide world. So, yeah. That's pretty much it.
Okay, and then the next question that I have for you is, who inspired you in the music world?
That's Eminem.
Eminem, yeah, you mentioned Eminem. Yeah. He's a very talented singer.
Yeah, because you know, when you check his background, so he got bullied when he was in high school and everything like that, you know. He's a fighter, so, and a survivor. His story, you know, made me much inspired, gave me much inspired, because I felt like if he could do this, I could do this too.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, now the next one will be by our reigning 2022 Legacy Queen, Nancy Sevier. Could you ask the next question? And I have them in alphabetical order because I changed it.
Okay, you said that you take pills, meaning medicine, for your heart. And that's why you wrote, "I take pills" in your lyrics. So what caused your medical condition?
I have an heart condition problem. When I was hit by a bike, a motorbike, so it fractured my ribs and it punctured my heart. And since then, I've been going to coma, fainting, and everything like that. And I could barely take my medicines back then before I met Uncle Joe. I could barely take my medicine, so it grew worse. I had to go to the hospitals. I couldn't pay the bills and everything like that. Until God made me meet Uncle Joe, then I started taking the pills, you know, every week. You know, I don't miss a week. Thanks to God, now I don't miss a
That's
week.
That's great. That's good. Okay, let's go on to B. Arabella Glass. She's our reigning Miss Dream Girl and World Miss Tourism Preteen Grand Supreme. And you also have another title pageant that I just got a real nice picture from you. Anyway, yeah, go ahead and ask, and we'll just run through these because we have to. Go a little quicker because we have a few minutes left and we have to play that song.
You said that when you're at home, you cry to the point that your heart hurts. You cannot breathe. Your lyrics about that is, "I go outside acting like I am fine, always smiling." Do you think we should talk to someone we trust about our troubles?
Yeah, definitely. We need to talk to someone you really love and trust about your troubles, because when you're alone and you can't talk to someone, solitude drives you crazy. Solitude will drive you crazy, and when you get crazy in solitude, you get depressed, and when you get depressed, you have all these negative thoughts. So you have to talk to someone, probably your mom. Yeah, I think possibly.
Yeah, that's true. And then, okay, now Allison, you there?
I'm here.
No, go ahead, Allison. And she is the reigning Mrs. Michigan Petite USA 2022. Go ahead, Allison. Ask him C.
In your lyrics, you wrote, "He wanted to give up dropping the pen. When you felt depressed, you felt like dying. You had thoughts of suicide. You would just stay in a dark room, sometimes wishing for a change, a light of goodness to shine. You said that sometimes you barely ate three times in a day. You had no clothes and you were mopped. Then you said you met Joe Gallagher, CEO of label Atlas Star Records. Could you explain how that happened and how you met Joe Gallagher?"
it's always a miracle every time I think about it. It was 5 days I had eaten, and I've already given up. To be honest, I've already given up my hope, like any ways of surviving the night. And then that same night, Uncle Joe helped me out. And although he declined the first time because he was scared, because, you know, weed and drugs, Nigeria had a bad label and everything and stuff like that. So he got scared. And, you know, when he did, I was like, okay, this is it, it's final. I think I'm just going to write my, you know, goodbyes and everything like that. But he came back the second day. And
keep going.
So sometimes we go a week without food and everything like that, no clothes, and people just mock us, a lot of things like that.
But that's terrible. Yeah, that's awful.
And then can you tell the audience really quick what you did on Christmas this year?
Yeah, we've never celebrated Christmas before. But this last year, Christmas was amazing. Like,
that's
really
wonderful.
Thanks to God. It was wonderful.
We were able to,
you know, share food a lot. First time to every, you know, in the community.
They were sharing food
That's
with the
wonderful.
Neighborhood.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Because
you believe, you're sharing your Christianity, your faith in the Lord and stuff, you know. Definitely. That's wonderful. So next, we're going to go quickly so we can get to Joe as well. Nancy, you have D. Go ahead and ask that question.
Okay. You said that you have been through a lot of thick darkness, such as hunger and depression. But you say that you want to matter through your music and let people know by leaving your legacy. Could you please explain how you want to matter through your music?
Yeah, I want my music to matter because when you're from apostates, people don't really care about you, you know. But you have some few people that really care about you, and that gives you hope to fight on and keep fighting for the better good. So I want my music to matter because there's a lot of people like me around the world, not only Africa, and I want them to believe, to be able to, you know, hold the faith, strong faith, to be able to keep pushing no matter what.
Right.
Okay, and then Arabella, the next question, E.
Thank you,
Stan. Arabella, you can hear us? Yeah, go ahead, Arabella.
You said that you want people to know that no matter how deep the darkness is, to never give up. That's what you mean by giving a legacy. Could you explain about never giving up?
Yeah, never giving up is when you don't want to give up. It's like saying, you don't want to give up. Never giving up is you don't want to give up. No matter how drowned or how deep you are inside an ocean, you try not to drown. Give it your best not to drown, because there may be an help coming. And if you decide to give up at that time, you know, that could be the end. So that's what I meant by never giving up.
And keep your faith, you know, keep in contact with God, and he'll take care of it.
Allison, you there? Could you ask the next question? It's about that.
With your miracle story, you also want people to know that the Lord can change someone's story of darkness to light so easy. Can you explain how the Lord could change an individual's life, and how does the Lord change your life for the better?
The Lord changed my life for the better, for the best, because I didn't expect this, you know. And the Lord can change anyone's life when you hold steadfast to Him, when you believe in Him, keep hoping, and you don't give up, because, you know, the Lord, everything takes time. That's just it. Everything takes time, because the good things comes in a better time. So the Lord, you just have to keep on believing in the Lord, and the Lord changes anyone's life within a second, because my life changed within a night. Yeah. So the Lord can change anyone's life at any given point.
Okay. And then Nancy Severe, go ahead and ask the next one.
Okay, you say that when you're older, you want to look back and smile that people all around the world break free from their personal traumas. And because of your messages told from personal experiences, songs, and good works in life, what other good works would you like to do for others besides healing people through your messages and your songs? Maybe start a nonprofit organization for the poor and hungry?
Yeah, definitely. I'll open a charity and orphanage all over the world, and I serve a lot of people, homeless people. Just that has been my dream since, you know, that's been my dream. Just open a charity and orphanage for the lesser people.
We're planning on moving him over here to the United States. Hopefully by the end of this year, he'll be a U.S. citizen. Okay.
Great.
And awesome. he'll be starting nonprofits here and in Nigeria. And I'm going to help him do so. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Arabella, the last question, then we'll go into the song. Arabella?
You said that as a kid, you thought that you would just grow up and become who you wanted. Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi. Yeah. You're going in and out a little bit, so don't worry. Okay. Keep going.
I think she froze again.
Keep going. It's going out. There's probably
This is not still. You realize that life needs to be driven by Yahweh. Could you explain how life should be driven by Yahweh to make all things possible?
Yeah. In every human's life, there's two factions driving a human's life. It's either the good side or the bad side. The good side is which you are being controlled and being led by God, Yahweh, and it's the most best way you can ever go to, you know, even though you might have to walk through, you know, storms, fires, and everything like that, but still you're coming out as a soldier, as a winner, as a champion. But if you're going through the bad side, you will get the good, you know, the funny part is you'll get the good parts earlier, and then the bad comes later in your old days, and you start suffering and everything like that. But when it goes to God, Yahweh, when you're being driven by Yahweh, everything goes smoothly and for the better. That's forever.
I agree. All right, Bobby, could you play his song, Darkness?
Fucked up world, bro. And sometimes I feel down, you know. Feels like the world's gonna break. I just wanna stay on the east side and never hide.
I remember when I used to talk about a big dream as a kid. Now it's feeling like it's turning into a big lie to the phase of the fame. Never comes to that easy. I thought life was that simple. Complicators demonstrated a lot of patience. Threw myself to hell, I ain't feeling motivated. Show myself the man I'm pretty. That is my hatred. I ain't crying, I'm just feeling devastated.
Save me from myself. I really need your help. They say time will make me ill, but now I do is popping pills. Save me from myself. I really need your help. They say time will make me ill, but now I do is popping.
Mama should have told me that we're living in a cold world. Now it come easy, all this stupid pride and struggle for. I feel gone when the reality dumb. Just one of many to aspire for the same goal. There's a hole in my heart in comparison. I got that kind of feeling, I want shit, it doesn't help me. I've been screaming loud for a reason. Hope it's somebody could hear me there. Verse say they ain't even listen. Man, for that, man, it hurts when you're torn down. Living through shit daily, then the karma comes boomerang. I spit blood when I'm making up this old verse. Know that this agony, I kind of hold back. I just felt how this hour that I'm living. Waiting for a hand or just somebody to save it. Then I look around, see nobody. Look up to the sky, hope my fear started moving.
Yeah, I'm moving.
Forward, hold back, I don't know. Honestly, I ain't know where the hell I made it. I keep running in circles and breaking down in particles. Then I should have taken them medic. I feel lost staring at the mirror. I seek love, but I never thought to get enough. I feel wrong in my thought, now I'm searching for a cause. Just to figure out what the hell I'm like chasing. I remember when I used to talk about a big dream as a kid. Now it's feeling like it's turning into a big lie to the phase. And the fame never comes that easy. I thought life was that simple. Complicators demonstrated a lot of patience. Put myself to hell, I ain't feeling motivated. Show myself the mind of breathing. That is in my hatred, I ain't crying, I'm just feeling devastated.
Save me from myself. I really need your help. They say time will make me ill, but now I do is popping pills. Save me from myself. They say time will make me ill, but now I do is popping pills. Save me from myself. I really need your help. They say time will make me ill, but now I do is popping pills. I need to find myself. This darkness I can tell.
I
gotta find my fears. I need to save myself. I really need your help.
You
say time will make me ill, but now I do is popping pills. Yeah. I wanna change, but I'm faced with thoughts of what if I fail. I'm so tired of smoking cracks, but drinking is another pain. I lose count of days, dream of something I could chase. Broken inside, try to add the pain, but we just the same. At the waste, we get judged for having a bad start. Running crying over time that we wasted time. Insecurities of all kinds, we go outside like we are all fine. I put a fake smile, don't we all? Why we have something but in us? We in ourselves cage, then we take it free. We suffocate and we can't breathe. Wanna wake up from this bad dream, need to be walking to reality. When the freight afloat, dividing my doubts, red sea. Dark as a gulf and I can't see. Dramatic as it could be,
yeah.
Making my stance a nesting, it's a way of light. Sometimes I don't know what to write, so I take a break from life. I'm not expert, but I'm trying my best in this feat. Become an Oscar, so social even time. Barely can't sleep, but my eyes are drowsy. My ears filled with voices, I just wanna scream. I'm done hiding in the dark, consuming my glow. I wanna be happy when I grow old and satisfied that I made most of my times making decisions that are right. And when I die, before that last a legacy.
Legacy,
you can't understand.
I wish you can. I really wish you can understand. Yeah.
Save me from myself.
Save me from myself.
I really need your help.
They
say time will make me ill,
yeah.
But now I do is popping pills.
Save me from myself.
I really need your help.
They
say time will make me ill,
yeah.
But now I do is popping pills. Yeah. Don't try to fall into this darkness. Pull yourself back up. Find the lights.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Proud of you, brother. That was awesome.
Great. Yeah, great song. Hey, We have a few minutes. So I want to ask Joe some quick questions. Joe, you said that the message Joseph's conveying is universal and important to humanity. Could you explain about the message Joseph is sending as being universal?
It's actually a combination of both our messages, the way that we came together and what we did for each other. We balanced each other out, and I think it was meant to happen, and it's both because we both needed God so bad at the same time that God had joined us together to do some amazing things, and we've done some amazing things.
Good stuff to come. Nancy, what's the next question you can ask?
So how is his message important to humanity?
Well, I mean, he's willing to jump over cultural lines, to put that aside and care for everybody. He's got such a big heart, even though he's got a hole in it physically. He's got such a big heart for everybody that struggles, you know.
Definitely.
So.
Okay, and then Arabella, could you ask the next one?
His song "Darkness" get recorded.
Where did it get recorded?
How did?
He's been working really hard for the record label as pretty much every position you can imagine. A&R director, global director. He's been an agent. He's been a manager. He's been saving up his money. He was able to get into the studio in Nigeria.
Okay, and then Allison, could you ask the next question? How did you first get into the entertainment industry?
I was an artist myself since the age of 15. I wrote about 2,000 songs, 10 different genres. I was in contention for a Grammy nomination in 2017. I worked with LL That's Cool awesome. J's nephew, OB, and the Hitmasters. Throughout my life, I've run nightclubs. I've run sound for numerous nightclubs. And I've got a lot of experience as a performer, recording artist.
Yeah, that helps tremendously when you know the business. We're talking about the business. You got to know the business end of that. And then how did you decide to start your label, the Atlas Star Records? And then we're going to go into the end of our show, and we'll have a song by Randall, the country song. So how did you start your label?
Well, I was in a bad car accident. I was right after the Grammy thing. I was in 3 bad car accidents consecutively, and the last one put me in the hospital. I had to get 2 spinal surgeries, and I couldn't play guitar anymore like I used to, and I couldn't sing like I used to, so I put the guitar down. And for 2 years, I didn't do anything. I didn't know what to do with my life, so then I said, you know what, why don't I do something that I know, stay in the industry, and help other artists come close or go beyond what I've done as an artist.
Right. Wow, that's amazing, you know, how you guys got together and your backgrounds and all the wonderful things that you're both doing. And Joseph, you know, I hope you come here soon. And Joe, yeah, absolutely, help him come over here. And God bless you all. And let's have a song by Randall, our friend Randall Rutledge.
A good friend, Randall, yes. He's
been
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bring on that Southern Comfort and pass me a beer. I can't get no comfort outside of being here.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.